Hey, my name is Mike, and I'm here today to introduce to you a brand new podcast. Welcome to the Quibblings Podcast, earnest debate about trifling subjects. Quibblings is me, Mike, along with Chaz and Josh. You may remember us from our previous podcast, The Escort Mission, wherein we discussed games, media, technology, and pretty much anything else that was on our mind at the time. Well, Quibblings is going to be a little bit more focused. Each episode, we'll choose one topic, and then we'll debate and discuss and, yes, quibble about it for about 10 to 20 minutes. At the end, we'll each weigh in, choosing one over another, one out of a bunch, or maybe nothing at all. You'll just have to wait and see. In the background, you're hearing a bunch of themes that I made for the show that didn't quite make the cut. Soon, you'll hear our very first episode and the actual intro theme that got chosen. We hope you enjoy the show. Please give us feedback on iTunes and email us at quibblethis@gmail.com. Are you ready to quibble? Here it comes.
Would you get peed on for $300 a day? This is Quibblings. Welcome to Quibblings. So we have never done the show before. Enjoy the first episode of the show. I'm joined, as they have never joined me before, except on our other podcast, but will do for the rest of this show, by Mike and Josh. Welcome, Mike.
Hey.
Welcome, Josh.
Sup, Chaz.
Okay, so this is the classic Reddit. I don't know if it's classic or not, but it's big on Reddit. Like, things are big in Japan.
Everything on the internet is by definition classic because it's going to be there forever.
True.
Fair or enough. Will be, at least.
We could quibble about that if we wanted to.
Let's not.
Okay. Here is the hypothetical scenario that we will discuss this week. An anonymous billionaire is privately funding this. You will never meet them. They are not filming or recording any aspect of this. They simply enjoy knowing that they have this kind of power. Each day you are woken up by a man peeing on you. This man has been hired by the billionaire to pee on you. They are regularly checked by doctors to make sure they are healthy and infection-free. Regardless, urine is sterile, stinky, but harmless. As soon as a pee hits your face, and oh yes, he'll aim for the face, you can jump out of bed and go to the shower. While you are showering, the man who pees on you will switch your mattress, put on new sheets, and leave $300 in cash on your dining room table. The above situation will happen every single day for the rest of your life until one evening you decide you do not want to be peed on the next morning and cancel. Then it can never start again, ever. A few conditions. You may have as much or as little interaction with the man who pees on you as you want. The man who pees on you will act as an alarm clock / wake-up call. You can tell him to begin peeing at 6:30, and that's exactly when he will start. If you share the bed with someone, he will be aiming for you. Splashback onto the sleeping partner is a possibility. If you go on vacation, he travels as well. He will typically stay in the hotel room next to yours.
Hopefully this is a way more thorough and disgusting question than our average.
Wow. This is a great one to start on, I think.
So, fundamentals, you're getting peed on every morning for $300. $300 every day works out to about $110,000 a year salary.
That is better than I make.
For doing nothing, right?
By a large
did we cover
sum.
Tax? Is it taxed?
We do. I think this is a good question. He's leaving $300 in cash.
So it's under the table.
It's under the table, but you have to come up with some other thing. So you might still have to have like a... Yeah, there could be an issue with that. I don't know how you claim that on your 1099 independent contractor.
You know, services maybe you rendered.
Could, can you work that out
oh,
with
the billionaire? Oh, well, at some point when you have a big enough stack of cash and you try to make a deposit, like IRS is going to see it.
It'll get noticed.
Unless you keep it in the walls.
Right.
We've all seen Breaking Bad, right?
So you kind of get to a sort of drug dealer, what do you do with the cash situation?
Yeah,
unless
kind of.
You can work out some other sort of... you could probably just pay someone else under the table to give you a job, like a 1099 contracting position at somewhere, right? But that's going to take a chunk of your
But is that really the issue
salary.
At hand here? Is it really a
right.
question of how legal you can make it work? Or is it you're being urinated on to wake you up every day for some cash?
Right. Well, a key piece of this is that the man's going to replace your mattress. And if you get to keep every mattress, then you can trade up to very expensive mattresses, and there are like $50,000 mattresses. So theoretically, you could be getting $50,300 a day, and they're like $4,000 sheet sets and stuff.
So although that is part of the stated proposal, I think that's going against the spirit of the question.
Okay.
I don't like that whole rabbit hole.
So he switches
hole.
The mattress, but he takes it?
I don't like that rabbit hole at all.
Yeah, this I is think, not a mattress
I think,
upgrading
I think we should
scheme.
Say, like your mattress is cleaned every day thoroughly to your satisfaction.
Okay.
But not replaced such that you're allowed to resell it.
Okay, that's, you can't that's resell ridiculous.
Everything remains the same,
that's
except you're being peed on.
That's essentially changing the terms to the point that it's no longer $300 a day.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
like $1,300
like
a day or right. whatever, yeah. right? So let's just name a number. So if the question at $300 a day, if your answer is no, then what's your number?
Right.
Right? So would anybody say yes, I want to get peed on?
So my gut says no.
At $300.
And there is not... Well, you know, actually, I take that back. There is a number, but it's definitely a number that is so high that guarantees that this will be a very short-term thing. That's the
right,
thing. And
the
thing the is,
thing.
I think that also goes against the spirit, is that, oh, sure, I do it for... You know, $100,000 a day for one day.
So when you think about it,
but that's
it, though,
kind of getting around it.
When you think about it, though, it really is only like 20 seconds of your day.
Yeah,
for your
well,
whole day,
it's
you get
20
to...
physical seconds. But you're not thinking about like the anxiety and worry that comes with knowing it's going to happen, or the shame you might feel after, or the person
in
your bed having flashback issues.
You don't think you get used to it?
Well, sure, you get used to it, but I mean, why some people wouldn't. I think it would actually cause, you know, some kind of PTSD in lots of people.
I feel like I could totally get used to it, and I think $300 a day is probably pretty reasonable.
Would
like,
you do it for less than that,
to
though?
Get a salary, essentially, for, quote, work of 20 seconds a day. You know what
right.
I mean? Like, the rest of your day, it's 100% vacation every day.
Well, once again, I think you're really putting this action in a complete and total vacuum, that there is no repercussions outside of the 20 seconds that it happens and the 5 minutes it takes you to shower. Like, you're saying this as if you are not a human being and have no, like, you know... Like no. emotional issues that might arise from this action, because none of us are being peed on right now. None of us
True.
Know.
You're saying it would
what
give you
like.
Insomnia.
But I have been peed on many times by small humans, and they have not just small humans. My child, in particular, not a
just
whole spectrum
just
of
little
small
people.
Humans.
You know, come by,
and it's not that gross, and you really get used to it pretty fast, and it doesn't seem like
so
that
I've
big
heard.
A deal. Yeah,
yeah. Right. We should ask this again in like 1 month.
Right.
Maybe you'll change your tune, Mike.
Well, okay. So but I think that
like
does...
if I'm in the shower and a significant other is in the shower and they pee, it's not that gross. Right. Like that's probably not that gross. You definitely do that for $300 a day.
Yeah. I suppose.
Right?
Sure. Yeah.
So this is just slightly escalating from
you,
there.
Maybe you develop a relationship with this guy.
Yeah. Maybe he's a cool dude. Right. Maybe you get to talk about lots of interesting stuff. What if besides this, like he's probably drawing a salary from our random, you know, power hungry billionaire.
He must be.
As
I
well.
Mean, why would he do it?
Yeah.
And okay, so the sub question.
What's up with that guy? Actually, he's
so
getting
the,
paid.
The
sub question
that comes along with this is this something that you would actually do for the rest of your life, or is there a built in like, well, I only need it for 5 years and then I don't really need it
well,
anymore.
So yeah, this is a good point. If you just use this guy as your alarm clock and he's just
your paid
supplemental income,
clock.
You know, for 5 years, then all of a sudden you have $500,000 that you can do something with.
Right.
You know, that could really launch you into a different career or
it's like going
pay for
into
a
you know, it's like an extended boot camp, except
right.
instead of it being 9 weeks of intense torture, it's 5 years of 20 seconds a day potential unpleasantness.
Yeah.
That you've asked for and that you are getting paid for.
Right.
So you're saying that basically there's much worse things someone could do to you.
Oh, yeah.
For $300.
I think this is really easy. This is a yes. This is 100%.
You have
yes.
no reservations.
No,
about
I'm
at
down.
All. No,
okay. Sign me up.
Now, is there a price, though? Would you do it for half that a day?
$50,000. No, it's 60. 60 grand is...
That's before taxes. We still haven't figured out the taxes issue.
We haven't answered the taxes question.
I'm thinking it's more like 40,000.
I think we should assume it's income. I think you should think of it like a day job. Okay. Except a 20-second day job. So maybe you do it until you're 65.
You're paying taxes on this money.
At which point you saved enough and you retire from it.
You're paying taxes on this money.
So also, what about the implement? Once again, I mean, obviously, I'm the only one here thinking about any of the ramifications of this beyond just making money off of doing nothing except being urinated on. Would you be fine with telling your family and friends that this is something? This is like, you never go to work, Charles, and yet you have all the money in the world. Well, where does it come from?
I think I would have to keep working. At that money,
so this would be additional income.
I would have to keep working. I think I would keep working.
But you wouldn't need to.
What?
You wouldn't need to.
You wouldn't need to.
You could do anything you wanted with the other 23 hours and 59 minutes and 40 seconds of your day.
But I think the way I would approach this is I would keep working and I would set a dollar amount and I would essentially know the number of years I was going to do it. And I would at that point have a goal in mind, right? I think that gets you over a lot of the kind of PTSD-ish trauma. And you always have the escape valve of being able to tell the guy, you know, thanks, Todd. Like, I'll see you later. No more peeing.
All right, here's another side parallel question. Everything else stays the same except you don't know when it will end. Once you start it, it ends or maybe does not end at an arbitrary day.
No, that's very different.
I didn't say it wasn't.
I don't go in for that one.
Why not?
I don't think I do that.
If you know it will at least be a minimum of a year, so you'll make a significant amount of money, but you won't make as much necessarily as you think you might make? Is it still worth it?
I wasn't even thinking of that. I was thinking about having not ever having the option to make it stop. I think that's the key for being able to dictate the stopping time.
Well, let's also say there's an upper bound that you know it will not go on for more than, say, 3 years. Is there a number that you would still sign up for it?
Yeah, year-long commitment.
I think this is an interesting question. I think this is a more interesting question.
What are the early termination fees?
Yeah, what's your minimum maximum bounds that you'll do
it? The min bound, I think, has to be...
How many free phones?
I don't think you want to sign up if you're not getting a decent like chunk of change.
So right? There is a...
I wouldn't do it for $300. I wouldn't do it for one day. Right?
You wouldn't do it for one day.
I don't think I would do it for one day.
Specifically because you think it'd get easier after a week.
No, I think it wouldn't be any more gross. It's just one day has enough like crazy creepiness to it. That's weirder for me. The billionaire who wants to do it one time... That guy's a sicko. Like the one who wants to make you do it for years.
I don't see it as any weirder. I think it's just as weird.
So you're actually begging for a 1 year commitment.
I need like,
can I get a lease?
Yeah, you know, I need it to be long term.
You demand institutional urination.
Don't let this end earlier than at least a year out.
Yeah, I need.
All right. Well, okay. I've made my decision.
Do you have a time? So $300. You're not doing.
I'm not interested in this.
No. Are you doing it for $300, Josh?
I don't know.
No. It's so much money.
No, it's like, super gross.
It's not that gross. Urine is sterile, as the man said.
And now, just for the record, both of the people who are saying no do not currently have children.
I think it's the surprise factor that's the huge problem. It's the waking up and getting it in your mouth. Like, that just... I think the unpleasant...
Do you sleep on your back?
On my back or side, yeah. So
you sleep on your back, Mike?
So I think the unpleasant...
You both sleep on your back. So that's... Yeah, I sleep on my side. So I don't really sleep like open mouth. Open mouth is pretty gross. Like if you're there and you
my mouth is open. Decent.
He's gonna percent. Be
yeah,
aiming.
I have allergies.
You
like,
have to
I don't
know yourself.
Always bleed through my nose 100% okay. of the time.
All right, fair point.
Okay, I think we should call this.
Okay,
I think we know how we feel.
One quick loophole, Mike. It, you seemed a little distressed. Like it might cause you insomnia or something, right? If it caused you insomnia, wasn't the whole terms that he would wake you up with it? So if you didn't go to sleep. Would he wake you up with it, or would you just skip it that day because you didn't sleep?
Ah, good point. Yeah, if you never go to bed, how long can you stay awake?
Nah, I think
you just wouldn't get paid.
Oh.
You wouldn't get paid for the day that he doesn't pee on you.
Terms. Yeah.
I assumed it wouldn't matter. He would just... Well, I guess part of it
is
the surprise.
If you stay awake, then he still pees on you and you just have to deal with it?
Yeah, sure. Well, because... Yeah.
At your desk at 5 a.m.
Yeah, if I go into work early, he shows up and...
Gets
who's
the
guy?
Keyboard that time.
Another issue is like, what's this guy look like? Like,
why does that matter?
He could be a super creepy
because in our
dude.
Imaginations, he's being gross.
Okay, so
what's
like,
he wearing?
Would you feel different if you knew the billionaire was like a super hot chick or something? Would that
no,
change
no,
your
it's
mind?
Not the billionaire. It's the person
oh, the guy who's
peeing
doing
on
it.
You. Yeah.
Okay, well, would that change your mind?
It's
if
a
it
man.
Was...
All we know from
yeah,
the question is
obviously.
It's a man.
Obviously.
So,
is that not obvious?
Yeah. If it's a super creepy guy, like, what is the guy wearing? What is he
well, would
holding?
That obviously, you're in. Like, you've put all your chips in, so would that change your mind?
I think that might change my mind.
Because I don't care regardless. I think if maybe, he's Brad Pitt, I don't care.
Really,
it doesn't
matter.
Matter
at all.
I that act currently is not something I'm willing to do regardless
did
of the
money. Did
we
specify that the guy's disease-free? I think it's specified
we did.
Something
you,
like that, yeah.
You said the urine was...
He's disease-free.
Was, yeah.
Urine is sterile.
Sterile.
Yeah.
So it is a weird, creepy annoyance that you know will come, that will most likely that will wake you up. But you're getting paid
I think
for
if
it.
The guy's a pleasant guy, it makes it much easier.
Okay, Mike, since you were... Charles is a yes. We're both no's.
Yeah.
What if we rephrase it so it was your significant other or a cute girl or something? Like, is that a fetish you could eventually tolerate?
You could get into that, right?
Like, would you tolerate that
Man,
for your significant other?
Man, this is going
other?
Some weird... I didn't think it could go this
not
weird.
Not just in, like obvious, at night, though. But literally, she needs to wake you up with it.
Right.
Right.
That's her thing.
Yeah, I honestly... I don't know.
How otherwise great would the significant others have to be for you to be willing to
yeah.
have her wake you up by peeing on you every night?
I don't know. I think sure there's a potential that you could gain that fetish, but I think the strong part for me is just the surprise and the grossness just kind of outweighs that.
I think you can be convinced of a lot if your partner's really into it.
What are we learning here today, Charles? Right. What are we learning? Do we want to go down this road?
Okay.
Okay.
That's
all right. Are we done?
I think we're done.
All right.
Mike is
no, I'm a no.
on Pete getting peed on for $300. Josh,
I'm a no.
Josh is a no. I'm a yes. I'll see you suckers in the poorhouse. That's episode one of Quibblings. Thank you. Thanks for listening to Quibblings. Visit quibblings.com to vote on today's question and propose new Quibblings. And please review us on iTunes and make your Amazon purchases through our link. We love you.